Welcome to some...
Wait, let's do that again.
Welcome to some, where a millennial and a Gen Z scroll so you don't have to. I am Freddy.
And I am Leah. We are two people who actually work in social media. And in these short weekly episodes, we break down the latest trends so you can stay in the loop without living online 24/7.
It's for anyone who works in social media, for marketers who need to stay up to date, for brands who want to know what's trending, and for you, if you don't have the time to scroll all day. So, Leah, what are we talking about today?
So, our three big trends of the week are things that would send a low-effort boyfriend to a coma.
Okay, interesting.
Telling a joke and laughing weirdly.
Okay. I can see why this is funny just from the title.
Yep, pretty descriptive. And finally, it's time.
Spooky season is over, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you know what I'm talking about. Well, let's get started with trend number one, which I think is the least obvious, but still obvious. Okay. What it is all about. So... Dear listeners, our first trend of the week is things my boyfriend does that would send a low-effort boyfriend into coma. And this is basically a sweet trend where creators, usually women, explain little things their partner does that probably are considered above average and super thoughtful. Mm-hmm. So it's not about what the ex did or another boyfriend does, but what their current boyfriend does.
Okay.
These videos usually start with a text phrase, so that's the layover, is exactly what I said, things my boyfriend does, or partner, or whoever, that would send a low-effort boyfriend into a coma, and then are followed by a list of the high-effort or sweet actions done by their partner. Often this is a carousel post on Instagram with photos of moments like cooking dinner or flowers and so on, or also videos where the creator is just speaking straight to the camera and explaining their points. Mm-hmm. And I know that if you work for a brand, you're probably asking yourself right now, how does that help me? But I think this trend could be, of course, adapted in so many ways outside of the relationship box content, kind of.
For example,
Yeah.
You already have something.
Yes. I just wanted to, like, I mean, you can go ahead first if you want to, and then I'll add mine later, but I took some notes here.
Okay. No, I mean, I wanted to say I can totally see why this is like a trend that is comes up now. You know, it's getting cold, it's cozy, and you are, if you are a couple that clicks, yeah. And I hope you are, dear listeners, I can really see this thing being like a sweet, loving, almost like showing off trend.
Yeah,
look definitely. At my perfect partner, or perfect boyfriend in this case, but I guess you can also switch it up.
Yes.
And it's also, I like how nobody is happy with the bare minimum partner anymore.
So true. We love that.
Yeah. So, I mean, how can you use this when you are in marketing? I have some ideas that come up, but you also took notes, Leah.
Yes. Well, so I took the note here that I would say, first of all, this is of course great for employer branding, because You can, as a company, list all of the things that you do for your employees that other companies do not do. If you give your employees 6 weeks of vacation instead of 5, that might be, you know, a benefit to show off.
a big benefit.
Actually, I think most people would consider that a huge plus, right? So kind of like, instead of making it about a partner, of course, you can make it about your brand. And I think another creative idea that I saw, or I think one creator mentioned it, I think it would be cool, even if you're like a fashion brand, you could create content about why what you're doing would send a fast fashion brand into a coma.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a good idea. I mean, because just listing product features is mostly very boring. But of course, dear listeners, you have like this pressure to do this somehow, because you still have to market or sell something. And you have, I don't know, bosses who want you to do so. So this is
coaches.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Leah. That this is finally a trend where you can basically list product features or brand features, if you want so. Is this a word, brand features? I think.
Yeah, I think so. And I feel like the cool thing is, you know, like instead of, I mean, you're still maybe just blatantly listing whatever benefits or whatever selling points you have, but you're using it in a way of kind of a sassy way, perhaps, mm-hmm. because you're attacking your competitors while doing so, slightly, like in a friendly way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's
you're
kind
just making clear.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the original trend, as you told it, it's women bragging about their partners, how good they are. So you can brag about the brand, your employee, whatever, how cool they are, if they are. So it's it's like not a direct attack, but it's like really listing what makes it unique. And there's mm-hmm. this one thing that is very important, right? It's to be unique and recognizable in social media. And I also had another idea, by the way, inspiration, because we also talked about in recent episodes about the brand personality.
Yeah.
So you could also use this, not in the way like what my company does, what my brand does, but what my coworkers do that would send low effort coworkers into a coma. And by this, I don't know, you know, maybe there's this one. I mean, we shared a boss for a time.
For a while.
Who was great at making cinnamon rolls.
And, shout out to Sampo.
Shout out to Sampo. And just from time to time, he would just bring cinnamon rolls. And this is also like this small, sweet things that happen at the brand you're working for.
True.
That makes it also unique, that helps shaping the personality. Because I can see that there are a lot of videos out there where people say, we at brand so-and-so are flexible and are proud. We are a team. We are a family, right? And by this, you actually have like, you have to deliver the proof, you know?
Yes.
Not make it,
Be specific.
Be specific. Yeah. Deliver the proof. And you're one step ahead.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, totally. You could do this about, things my boss does that would send a low effort boss or like whatever into a coma. That would also work. I feel like you can really put like instead of boyfriend, you can put anything, you know, and like, just switch it up. And I think that could be a very fun, cute trend also for brands. And it's kind of like it may be started in one niche, but it can totally be used in other
It helps sectors, to humanize the brand.
Yeah.
To make it like a personality. Right?
Yeah.
If you treat the brand you're working for like a person, basically, this is kind of personal, but me personally, it always helps to come up with ideas, to come up with content if you think about the brand you're working for as a person with all the positive and negative stuff, maybe, or quirks, you know?
Yes, little quirks. Well, speaking of little quirks, I don't know if that counts, but...
it does.
Looking at the time, let's move on to trend number two. And I said, we have that telling a joke and laughing weirdly trend, which is exactly what it sounds like. This trend is a format where creators deliver a quick, often silly, or like more so like a pun-based joke, and immediately follow it with an exaggerated, over-the-top, kind of hysterical laughter that then actually serves as the real punchline. And visually, they are filming the person sitting on the opposite side or like receiving the joke. And afterwards, like the text layover, as always, like introducing the premises, like saying exactly that, telling a joke and laughing weirdly, and then focus on the reaction of the person after their sudden or while during their sudden and crazy laugh. And the laughter is, of course, intentionally very absurd and dramatic. Yeah. And this trend, I think, is trending because, you know, there's a universal appeal. It's humorous. it is like, it's kind of catchy because you're waiting for their reaction. You want to see mm-hmm. how they react. You also want to hear the laugh, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it says it on the text, like, okay, hysterical laugh. Okay, how does that sound like? And it's a very low effort barrier trend, so.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to go all in, right? Just yeah. a half weird laugh would not perform as well yeah, as a really weird it, no. laugh. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, a funny laugh is funny. You basically create the hook of the content, the video in the beginning by saying there will be a weird laugh in the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And that leaves room to define a joke. What I mean is I can totally see this trend being used by claiming stuff as a joke. For example, imagine a vegan meat brand
mm-hmm.
and dealing with hater content or like myths, not facts,
yeah.
Yeah. false beliefs.
Myths, yeah.
And you just tell one of those false beliefs
yeah.
and following up with a weird laughter.
Yeah, this I did not even like think of idea. This. I did not
right?
even
so
think
you,
of
you
this.
So you absolutely,
totally.
I mean, you have this format, right? You have this, mm-hmm. you tell a person something that is supposed to be a joke, as you said, like a really silly, low effort pun joke,
mm-hmm.
and then following up with a weird laughter. So you, dear listeners, can use all the, hate comments, wrong beliefs, what else? Prejudices?
Yes.
And just tell them as a joke and following up with a weird laughter.
Yeah, totally.
This could work.
I think this could work. And now what popped into my head, you know, like, because it's also the catchy part, obviously, is the reaction, right? And we had that before,
yeah.
like people reacting to something unexpected and it's real raw content, kind of, you know, it's not staged. So, I mean, if you have a shop and customers come in and they place their order, like, I don't know if you could react with a hysterical laugh or something and then catch their reaction. I think also these kind of jokes would already work. Like, it's just about their surprise
yes.
to your action.
Or you could even use this too. I am pretty sure that in whatever field you're working or the company you're working for is working, there are some jokes that are being told over and over again. For example, like in a supermarket, when the product doesn't scan, somebody will 100% say, oh, I guess it's free then. Maybe you can also use these jokes, you know, you will never want to hear again and just get them all out there and following them up with a weird laughter. Also a cool, funny format, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun idea.
And also, I'm really looking forward to the examples of this trend that will be posted on somsum.podcast as reposts on our Instagram, because I haven't seen videos so far of this, but I've been quite offline last week, so this is not, not a surprise.
Well, that's actually good. And thank you, Freddy, for mentioning that. And now I think it's time.
Already.
And I am clearly not singing this nicely right now, but I don't know if, dear listeners, you can tell by just me saying it's time what this is about. But this trend marks the unofficial start of Christmas season online. I know it's early, but every year in October, actually, creators start joking about Mariah Carey, the singer, defrosting and waking up from her off-season sleep and reclaim the holidays. The joke plays on how her old hit that we all know, All I Want for Christmas Is You, suddenly dominates the charts, playlists, and TikTok every winter. And now that it's November, the joke has shifted from she's defrosting to she's fully awake and she's taking over. And many creators this weekend posted clips with the song All I Want for Christmas, the beginning of it where she says it's time, and kind of using it as like, for example, a transition from me on October 31st and me on November 1st. Which I know is already too late now, but well, that is what happened over the weekend. But in general, I don't know about you, Freddy, but I think this could just be the perfect time to promote, again, kind of promoting all your winter specials, whether it's a winter edition, an advent calendar, a menu change, all of that seasonal change and playing with it.
So yeah, promoting like winter specials, end of season sales, beginning of season sale, whatever.
Changing this packaging is... from fall, like, you know, goodbye pumpkin, yeah. Spiced lattes. I will miss you. I will truly miss you. But yeah, it's time for apple, cinnamon, whatever. And for all that red colored, you know, seasonal
golden
thing.
Seasonal coziness.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that many of you marketers anyways have to already promote advanced calendars probably already since months.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, now I guess would be the time to, I feel like, because right now people are not yet tired. So, many people will probably react with like, oh, what about like, it's not yet December. And also yeah, there's Thanksgiving in the US.
But it's in reaction. It is in reaction.
But it's in reaction.
That's what you want by posting content, right?
Exactly. So it's not a bad thing if people feel like, oh, it's too early to talk about this.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Halloween is over, so Christmas time has started.
Yeah.
First it's getting spooky, then you start getting cozy.
Like I said, if you're in the US, there is a Thanksgiving in between, which though, I don't even, like, yeah, we don't know that much about Thanksgiving, I guess. Maybe that is a holiday to look out for, just on a side note. You could maybe look, I guess it's end of, and it's also, it's also Black Friday in November. There's actually, quite some things coming, but regardless of these things that are coming, I think the beginning of the of November is a good Christmas-themed week, and then you can go back to other things and pick Christmas, like, heavily up again in December.
Yes, I mean, Christmas is the topic, Black Friday is the sale push.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah, but I mean, right? You know, like, maybe there is also Black Friday, you could also do many other things, like, not sell it, like, you know, using this as a anti-trend or whatever, because I feel these are always things we should be aware of, but this is probably something we should talk about in a future episode.
Exactly. And just one thing, you mentioned advent calendars. Just don't do the mistake. I saw an ad for an advent calendar which was promoted as a great Christmas gift. So just to point this one thing out, dear listeners, if you are promoting advent calendars, it's not a Christmas gift, right? It's like a maybe 1st of December gift.
Maybe somebody has their birthday. I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe somebody has a birthday. But an advent calendar only makes sense if you have it by the 1st of December and not on the 25th.
Yeah.
However, this was just something I had on my chest and I got triggered by you saying advent calendar.
Yeah, that is funny. That is funny.
Yeah.
Well, Freddie, I think that is it for today on SumSum. And if you liked it, make sure to subscribe and leave a rating, dear listeners, wherever you're listening from right now.
And follow us on Instagram at sumsum.podcast, where we will share all the examples as reposts.
And we'll be back every Tuesday, so see you next week.
See you or hear you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Every single time.
Every single time.